has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is it just you?
No, there's another person.
Okay.
They didn't identify themselves.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Would you like to identify yourself? If not, you can, it's not a problem, just to remain quiet.
Martha.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, let me verify what I think I'm saying here. So our Sefer Yetzirah class handout is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 9, the second column from the left. And our class today is class 18. We're going to start from the beginning, even though we have covered part of it in our previous class, but there's things I want to be saying about it. So we're going to start with a L'shem Yehud, and then we'll start at the beginning of class 18, which when you get to it, you will see that it is class number 16. Please forgive the confusion about numbering.
Has joined.
Good afternoon. Would you like to identify yourself?
Good afternoon. It's Brandela.
How are you, Brandy? Welcome.
Thank you.
So we're going to move forward with class number 18 on the Sefer Yetzirah. And we're going to start at the beginning because I have some things I want to kind of express. We're starting with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutcha b'rechu ishkinte bidkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. Le'akda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. V'yihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunanei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunaneihu. We are going to continue today learning about the 231 gates, which comes from Mishnah 2.7, and we'll also be connecting to and starting the Mishnah 2.8. But one thing I want to discuss about the gates are two-letter combinations. And what people don't really understand, because we don't utilize Aramaic anymore to the way we need to. Aramaic has two-letter shorashim, two-letter roots. Hebrew has three-letter roots, or four-letter roots, generally three-letter roots. So when you talk about a gate that is a two-letter sequence, the way you understand which gate you're in relates to the meaning of that two-letter shorish in Aramaic. Some of those shorishes don't really have meanings to human beings, but they have meanings in heaven. They have meanings as being an entryway, because that's the meaning of a gate, an entryway to a dimension. By practicing the two-letter sounds with various vowels, We are developing a process of being able to open those gates and move into them, to appear in those dimensions, not as a human being, but as the entities or the population of that dimension. But we never lose our humanity. One of the purposes of man, human beings being created by Hashem, is that we will have access to all of these different dimensions. Whereas the denizens or the populations of each dimension generally does not have the ability to move between the dimensions. Now, angels have the ability to move between these dimensions, but not all of them. They're limited to certain levels. But human beings, when we become adults, because we're not yet adults, as we've often hinted at, when we become adults, we will be able to move through any of the dimensions. But we have to know that we're appearing to the denizens, to the populations of each dimension, as themselves. Just like when an angel comes into our world, it appears as a human being. The reason it appears as a human being is not because it's wearing a human body, but because it's using telepathy to influence the human being. It's reaching into the human being's mind, brain, and bringing up images. So it appears to the human being as the human being needs it to appear. And that's why many times in a dream, you see something that's scary and you run away from it. When in reality, we need to turn and talk to that scary thing and realize that it's really not scary at all. So let us begin. Katsa Chekelan Vehameran Iam Kolan Vikolan Ami Bay Am Kolan Vikolan Ambedet Otsaro Halaila Mimetso Yotso Peralea Sharim Vinam Tsa Kohadavor Wiko Hayetor Yotame Mahem Venim Tsa Kohayetor Yotsa Beshem Echad. The translation: how do we balance and align these things? An aleph with an aleph with a bet, an aleph with a gimel, etc. Now reverse it, bet with aleph, gimel with aleph. Everything is in speech, and all the creatures come from the letters and their combinations. All of the creatures go by one name. What do you think this Mishnah is actually meaning? What's its purpose? My teacher gave me, and I'm giving you, a caution at this point. It's important that you hear the caution, be open to the caution. right means used by the right person at the right time will cause the right means to manifest correctly. The right means used by the right person at the wrong time will cause the right means to manifest incorrectly. Also, the right means used by the unclean or impure person at the right times will cause the right means to not work at all, or actually cause the right means to connect to the wrong side of the system. And the wrong means used by the right person at the right times will cause the wrong thing to happen, as the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is a quote from the Zohar. What does all of this mean? Practice, practice, practice. It takes four levels of correctness, of rightness. The right person at the right time in the right location with the right kavanah, or the right tool is a better way of expressing. Or maybe it's the right kavanah and a fifth item is the right tool. But any one of those right essences, person, time, place, kavanah, tool, any one of those right things not being correct means things do not happen the way you intend them to. That's why it takes practice. It takes practice to learn how to evaluate. Are you the right person? Is this the right time? Is this the right location? Do I have the right kavanah? Is this the right tool to use in this situation? You need practice in evaluating those questions. You need practice in saying the gates. You need practice in determining all of this truth. As you practice the letters cause a change in your soul, which cleanses you. So it's not a question of practicing the gates because you're going to prepare yourself to create a golem. It means by practicing the letters, you are changing yourself so that you get answers from your intuition in those five questions. Are you the right person? Is this the right time? Is this the right location? Is this the right kavanah? Is this the right tool? By practicing the letters, the gates, this is how we grow and make the changes. And what people do not understand is it seems simple. And it is simple, but it's not easy. Continuing with Mishnah 2.7, remember it is not the shape of the letter, but the primordial sound of the letter. And this is what opens the gates. Consciousness is not created by our brain cells. Our brain cells channel consciousness from outside of us, from somewhere else. Sound affects this process of channeling consciousness, is the teaching of Mishnah 2.7. That is why you must practice because the brain cells must learn to resonate with the sounds. And that takes practice. Practice. And what else? More practice. In the New Age systems, you're hearing a lot of discussion about certain frequencies of sound and how they change you and they mellow you, they give you peace, they do all these wonderful things. And they do. But it's a shortcut. And shortcuts don't work. Let me explain what I mean by that. What is wrong with taking drugs? What is wrong with getting high? You're more mellow. You're more connected. What's wrong with it? Well, what's wrong with it is it's a shortcut. Our goal is to get closer to Hashem. Drugs will get us closer to Hashem, but not with the effort that removes bread of shame. Listening to these various frequencies of sound is a shortcut. It creates chaos, ultimately. Oh, but it doesn't. I get all this wonderful feeling. Well, feelings are designed to change. Feelings are designed to be part of the illusion, to mislead you. Only your intuition knows truth. But that's a lesson that takes a lot of practice to learn. You'll see the bold sentence. This is what is behind the teaching of the Kabbalists about Hit Bodhi Dut, including Rabbi Nachman's method of Hit Bodhi Dut. Now here comes science. Science is teaching that there is a song of nature, which is a humming sound produced by the earth itself. Our letter sounds must vibrate within that frequency. That is why we must produce things properly, pronounce things properly. This has nothing to do with philosophy, nothing to do with Ashkenazi or Sephardi pronunciations. The sounds that work are the Yemenite sounds, the Oriental Hebrew sounds. This is a practical tool. This is an actual tool. When you create these practical sounds, you are using the right means, the right tool. When you create other sounds, you are not using the right tool. It is as simple as this. We are trying to get to the Oriental Hebrew, the original sound. Sound comes out of the belly, not the chest. As I explained to you last week and the week before about breathing, you must feel the sound. Do not visualize the shape of the letter. Touch the letter. Can you perceive how someone appears by touching their face? Sure you can. It's not quite as accurate as when you see them with your eyes, but it's more accurate if you develop the tool like blind people. Blind people touch other people's faces to get a picture of what they appear like. not visualize the letter shape, but touch it. Touch it in your mind. Visualize a hand coming out and touching the letter in all 10 dimensions. Speak to the letter. Ask the letter what it is all about. When you do this, the letter will talk back to you. Tell the letter, I read a midrash about what your shape means. What do you think about that? Hanoch is saying that the letter Aleph means unity. Ask the Aleph if that's true. Ask the Aleph, what does it mean to be unified? The letter will answer you if you ask the questions. It will take you to a different place than what your mind knows right now. You will evolve in this process. What you intuitively know is right now will change. Why does it change? What works at one level of consciousness does not work at another level of consciousness. What is unity in our world is not unity in other worlds. There is no right or wrong to this procedure, to this practice. It works or it doesn't work. It opens the gate or the gate remains closed. It's as simple as this. Here is how to pronounce the double letters in the Oriental Hebrew. The bet is not pronounced bay or bay. The letter is pronounced bet, bet. Do you hear a difference? If not, listen to the recording once again. Bet, bet. There's a hey in the middle. There's an H in the middle. Remember, you've been taught that the bet is pronounced as a bet sometimes. Don't just accept what I'm saying. Ask the bet herself. The gimel is pronounced gimel or jimel. The Dalit is pronounced Dalit or Thalit. Do you hear the difference? Kaf is pronounced Kaf or Chaf. What's the difference between a Chaf or a Chet? My name, Chanoch, is spelled in English C-H, just like Hanukkah. But you've seen Hanukkah spelled with an H, and sometimes they put a line on over it to tell you it's not really an H. These are just different tools, different techniques to give you the sound. The kaf is pronounced kaf or chaf. The pay is pronounced pay or fay. The resh is pronounced resh or resh. When you practice, practice both sounds. You can practice both sounds by putting them, when you say an individual double letter, like the bet, you can say, a-be-be. Or you can say, a-be-g. A-be-gi. And then a totally separate 22 letters. A-be-he-gi. It's up to you which way you wish to practice. But practice is what's important. Sometimes we need to say the sound one way and sometimes the other way. So it's important to practice both ways. Do what works. But you don't know what will work until you try it. Or until you touch your intuition. And what works for me may not work for you. So you have to do it yourself. Practice means do it yourself. When the army of Hashem comes barreling through your body, and you need to be connecting to the sound of certain letters with certain vowels, and you don't know what they sound like, what do you think will happen? I'll tell you. You get very uncomfortable because the army of Hashem barreling through your body is uncomfortable. But if you know how to open the gate, you just change dimensions. And then the army of Hashem doesn't go through your body because your body has left. A good tool to use is a spiritual journal. When I say the sound of a tzion, I get the feeling of a year from now, do it again. When I say the sound of a tzion, I get the feeling of, and compare the two feelings. See if you change from month to month. Year to year, day to day. The term that comes out of psychology, Jungian psychology, it's not Jungian, it's Jungian. It tells you to use active imagination. But this is something that Abraham Abulafia was telling us to use in the 1300s. And he was getting it from earlier. What is active imagination? It's a lifelong process of practice because it changes. Expanding your consciousness utilizing the sounds of the letters. This is the tool. Practice. Aleph with all the letters, then Bet with all the letters, then Gimel with all the letters, then Jimel with all the letters. Oh, but though I forgot the Behet with all the letters. Now do it with the other sounds. Do the letters in reverse order. All the letters with the Aleph. What does that mean? Ah, backward. Do it with all them. Do it from Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Wav, Zion, Chet, Tet, Kaf, Lamed. I forgot the Yud. Do it in the order of the Aleph, Bet. Every time you say the order of the Aleph, Bet, you are putting your life in order. Every time you put it in reverse order of the Aleph Bet, you are putting your life in order. Practice. If nothing else, this practice is beneficial to put your life in order. Discussed by the Ari and Etz Chaim's teachings of Kabbalah to his student, Rabbi Chaim Vital, there is a duality that comes out of the singularity of Hashem. It's called male and female, for those of you who didn't make the connection. In Kabbalah, it is called Ma and Ben, Gematria 45. Ma means what? Ben means son. 45 and 52, the dualities. Male and female, the source of sexuality and creativity and creation. You are not learning this here. You are intuiting it this here. You are feeling this here. Metals and stones with spiritual vibrations should not be around you when you do this. Why? The vibrations can and will interfere, and they will also can and will assist you. But it takes practice to know when to use them. Practice should be done without them, so that you have a base of knowing what works and what does not work. Then you can see how the vibrations actually help or hurt your processes, your processing. There is a unique undulating sound done by the Sephardic women. I don't do it well. It is said to come from the people that were at the wedding of Leah and Jacob living near Laban. It is also said to be the original war cry. In the movie The Wind and the Lion, it is done correctly. Try to find it in that movie. Look also for sounds that change your consciousness. When you're feeling low, what sound, which letter sounds will lift you up and make you happy? You have a choice to remain feeling low, depressed, or to choose to leave it and change yourself back to being happy. There is a book, Your Brain on Music. It teaches that music changes the chemistry of the brain. Of course, the prophets use this technique, and we have discussed this in other classes. Time is the spiritual framework, but it works backwards from our spiritual world in the spiritual world. Every dimension, time has a different flow. Sometimes it's forward, sometimes it's back. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. What do I mean when I say time is up? Time is down. Call time into a meditation and ask it. Touch it. How can you touch time? Try it. Forward and backward letters pronounce one at a time, or the front way, or the backward way. Now, there is another way that we call backward, or the female side, or yashar, direct light, or chozer, returning light, different vibrations. Female golems are made with returning light. Practice. Mishnah 2.8. How do we balance and align these things? The astral form is Aleph Bet, Gimel Dalet, Hey Vav, Zion Chet, Tet Yud, Kaf Lamed, etc. The physical form is Taf Shin, Resh, Kuf, Sadi, Pei, etc. This is what's called the 462 gates. Remember, the 231 is the two letters. 22 letters connected to the one, two letters at a time will create 231 gates. But if I say them forward, it's 231 gates. If I say them both forward and backward, it's 462 gates. Serufim, or vowels. We only use 5 major vowels. There are 10 vowels, but you'll learn, if you notice, if you look at the vowels, that there are really only 5 major sounds. A, E, I, O, U. Of course, we don't use it in that order. The Hebrew order is different. The gate order is different. The practice order is different. The source is always the Yetzirah, the formation, not the asiya, the action. We have a force and we have a form. The force is yetzirotic. The form is asiatic. Male and female. Yetzirotic is male. Asiatic is female. What does this mean for letters? Yud He Vav He is the force. The letters Ot Yud, Ot He, Ot Vav, Ot He is the form. We do the letters in the three mothers, which is Amesh, Aleph, Mem, Shin. Then we do the 7 doubles. And then the 12 singles. Permutate the force with the form, with the vowels. The vowels from English are A, E, I, O, U. The same is true with the Hebrew, except it's in a different order. There are 5 basic Hebrew vowels, just like 5 basic English vowels. The Mekubalim, the Kabbalists, have a mechloket, a disagreement as to what is the correct order. Well, one group says follow Neterekin. Others say follow Chuta Paichon. The vowels are Kamat, Seri, Kolam, Chirik, Shuruk. A, E, O, I, U. Kamat, A, A. 2 sounds, right? Seri, E, Kolam, O, Kirik. E, Or is it I? Shuruch. You. Or ooh. Pronounce them out loud. Even though it is complex and long, the Sefer Hanikud is the source. It is known letters by themselves have no vibration. It is only due to the vowels that vibrate to become the force of the letters. Vibrate the letters through our mouth. Combine the letters with the vowels. In an appropriate time and an appropriate place. Place means the mouth. Specific days, specific weeks, specific months, or even specific years. The Aleph's normal vowel is the kamatz, the ah sound, ah. The cholam is normally with the yud, yo. But you can change them. It can be O, ya. That's what these next verses are telling us. Aleph with cholam, yud with kamatz. Ah. Aleph with cholam, yud with seri. Eh. Aleph with cholam, yud with cholam. O. Aleph with cholam, yud with chirik, e. Aleph with cholam, yud with shuruk, u. Aleph with kamatz, ah. Yud and kamatz, ah. Aleph with kamatz, ah. Yud with seri, eh. You getting a sense of what it is? If you don't, think about it. And if you still don't, call me and we'll talk about it. All of these different sounds and combinations. We start with the Aleph, and then we put it all with the letters, all the other letters. But what vowel? You start with Aleph and Kamatz, and the other letters go with a kamatz first, then change it to E, the shirik, then the third one is O, the fourth one is I, and the last one is U. So you're doing five letters. 5 times 22 letters. But it's not just the 5 letters. You also have to do the fact that it's 22 letters with one set of vowels, and then 22 letters with another set of vowels, then 22 letters with a third set of vowels, 22 letters with a fourth set of vowels, 22 letters with the fifth set of vowels. Now do it with the letter bay, the bet first. And again, the 5 sets of 22 letters. And when you get through to the top, reverse it. Ta. Ta. Practice, a lot of practice, a lot of length of time. Practice it when you're doing mundane tasks. Nothing stopping you from saying the letters when you do mundane tasks. We start with the mother letters, so we start with the 3 Aleph, Mem, and Shin. That gives us 600 combinations and 600 in reverse. How long should it take to do all of the letters in all of this way, starting with the mother letters and then the double letters, then the elementals? It takes 26 hours, according to my teacher. So you're not going to do it in one day. We will discuss how to breathe properly in these sounds. There's also a different head movement with each vowel, and we will discuss this next class. Does anyone have any questions? I hope you all have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol.
Hey, Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Okay.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.